is Bill Martinez. We've got one of our favorite historians, Bruce Thatcher, with us, author of the book Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work, and founder of History Speaks Today. Bruce, it's always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Bill, and it's great to be here.
Always good to have you on, particularly with your needed perspective on these refugees that are coming to America. Like you, very concerned about how we deal with these immigrants. And I say deal with them, I don't mean as if, you know, in some sort of aristocratic manner, you know, talking about how do we bring them into the country to where it's win-win, that it really solves their problem. And, you know, they're able to, you know, thrive in this country if it's on a temporary basis or if it becomes a long-term basis. Because as we had discussed with Luke Adler, a former marshal, U.S. marshal, you know, he said, Bill, he says, this is job security for us. In the 80s and 90s, when we had all these refugees coming to America, they weren't properly vetted, and we had a major problem. I mean, we spent an endless amount of time and resources on tracking down the bad guys that came to this country to do damage to it, to really not assimilate, to say thank you very much for getting us out of the combat zone. They came here to this country with ulterior motives.
Well, if we actually we have some history and precedents just before that Refugee Act of 1980 that we could go back and pay a little bit of attention to. In the 1970s, from 75 to 79, we brought in some 400,000 Southeast Asians, mostly Vietnamese, under a whole bunch of emergency measures under Presidents Ford and Carter. And these refugees were vetted pretty well. They were mostly, they were a particular kind of refugee in that they were mostly educated people. They were mostly amenable to assimilation. They were familiar with democratic processes. They spoke English, and they wanted to come and assimilate in America. And that led to a specific provision or predication on the Refugee Act of 1980, which was that the act was predicated on selecting a limited number of preferred refugees from the millions throughout the world who want to come here. Of course, that part of it was quickly ignored as we then brought in more and more refugees in the 80s and 90s and allowed them to come in and did not properly vet them or select them. I think we're going to repeat those mistakes as we bring in millions of these, and I think really it'll get to millions of these refugees from the Middle East, and particularly Islamist, I'm afraid, people who are coming here for purposes that are not in our best interests.
Well, when we have a broken immigration system that we have today, how can we expect to do any better than what we already have, Bruce?
Well, the historic way that we have brought in refugees, and in fact have allowed all immigrants to come into this country, was to vet them before they got into the country. Obviously, we're way beyond that now, and that's very difficult to do. In the case of the impending immigration of refugees from the Middle East, we have the opportunity to do that again because those people are not here yet. So they're in refugee camps, and we'll be able, or could at least, vet them there. We ought to be sending skilled teams to the Middle East who are fluent in Arabic and would specifically select, based on appraisals of individuals who would likely assimilate and become positive economic contributors in the United States. This has precedent. Certainly Australia has typically done this in their refugee acceptance process all over the years. There's no reason why we can't do that. We have the people to do that if we specifically set out to do it in a systematic way. We ought to try to screen these people.
Well, Trump got in a lot of trouble when he was talking about immigration, that, you know, he referred to Mexico, but this could be referred to other countries, certainly with what's happening in the Middle East as well. He said that they're not sending their best. Well, understand, you know, if they're just sending people en masse to the border, then it behooves us, and it behooves this administration particularly, I mean, you know, our commander-in-chief, whose job one is to protect the security of its citizens, it behooves him to do this job. But it seems to me that he has not been sincere in, number one, you know, securing our borders and doing something about the immigration policies that everybody continues to say are broken. We've been hearing this for 7 years, but what have you done about it? You know, what's being done? I mean, we've got laws in place. Why don't you just enforce the laws? But you keep executing executive orders that compromise and absolutely blow up the laws that are in place right now, to where, you know, our immigration officers don't know what to do anymore.
Well, I think you're absolutely right on that. Now, Trump's comment, and I'd like to sort of parse his comment a little bit. Mm-hmm. He said, they're not sending their best. They're sending their worst. As if there was a conscious effort on the part of the governments of particular countries, Mexico or Syria perhaps, to select a bunch of people and send them out. This happened in Cuba once that we know of, but I think for the most part, the mass of immigrants, of course, are people who want a better life. They're self-motivated to migrate out of their country to us. The problem is, in part, that amongst those people who are migrating here out of interests that are personal and largely positive, there are going to be a certain number of people that we don't want in this country. Mm-hmm. And the president, the immigration mechanism or structure, has been prevented or not trained or not directed to properly vet and control these kinds of people. The immigration organizations, the border security people, as you say, I'm sure, don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be in another situation like that, because in a very short period of time, we're going to be taking in a bunch of people from the Middle East, and we're not going to know what to do with them either. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, you talk in terms of, you know, the initial number was 10,000, and that begat 100,000 very quickly, and they're saying 100,000 a year for God only knows how long that will be, and until somebody wises up, if that's even possible within our government. But this, Bruce, this stuff is all very academic. I mean, we have enough history. There's been enough intelligence over the years, like you say, and what happened with, you know, the Vietnamese when Vietnamese immigrants came here to America, and look what's happened. I mean, you know, you can look back on that and say, hey, we've got a pattern of success here that worked out well, where the Vietnamese came and, you know, they came here for the right reasons. They wanted to, you know, get away. You can't blame them from getting away from, you know, the communist government and the killing fields that were going on there. And they supported, you know, our Western way of life. And they've come here and have assimilated and have added to this incredible tapestry called the United States of America. And, you know, they've contributed. And that's what we need to look for. But I'm like you. I'm very concerned that progressives and those that are running this government are not looking to do those basic academic things, do you think?
I agree with you. They're not looking to do it. And I sometimes wonder if they even have the competence to do it.
Yeah, there it is once again. Here he is, the one and only Bruce Thatcher, author of the breakthrough new book, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work, and founder of History Speaks Today.